April 2, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, As Bad as It Gets. Opening Prayer. Lord God, thank you for sending your Son to suffer and die for me. Thank you that through him I gain eternal life. Read Mark chapter 15, verses 21 through 32. The Crucifixion of Jesus. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. Reflect. Take time to look unflinchingly at Jesus' arrest and crucifixion, imagining what it actually was like. Some church traditions give very little attention to the suffering of Christ's crucifixion, dwelling instead on the spiritual significance of his death and the glorious resurrection which followed. But the Gospels don't spare us. Even Mark, with his minimal, speedy narrative style, gives us enough to get a sense of what an utterly brutal execution this was. From the heights of his throne in the heavenly realms, this was the lowest Jesus could have physically, emotionally, and spiritually come. His body was in so much pain that he was physically unable to carry his cross. He was killed outside the city wall, in a place known for grisly horror, Golgotha, the place of the skull, verse 22. He was hung naked alongside criminals, and his executioners gambled for his clothes, while demonstrating history-changing power and love beyond measure, at a cost none of us will ever come close to appreciating. He was sneered at, mocked, and abandoned. It is not comfortable or pleasant to consider these things, but we must, because it helps us value our salvation and understand the gospel story. "You were bought at a price," wrote Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. This was the price. Apply. Plan to set apart intentional time focusing on Christ's suffering on the cross during tomorrow's Good Friday. Closing prayer. Jesus, thank you for allowing yourself to be nailed on that ugly cross by cruel, ignorant people because of your great love for me and all you have made.